Time now for the shocking stat of the week. This week's shocking stat deals with a monumental shift in society. You know, I'm constantly amazed at how determined our politicians are to not talk about the financial implications of an aging population. I mean, we're going to have a federal election. Well, we're basically in that campaign right now. And it's a good bet that you're not going to find anybody talking about the incredible cost increases because of the aging population to things like old age security, escalating at over $3 billion extra every year, compounding. It's going to move to about $6 billion coming up shortly. I'm looking at some of the latest demographic stats. I was thinking, are we really going to be surprised when we get stories about crowded healthcare, emergency wards, or lack of beds, or funding problems? Come on. My guess, yes, it probably will be, despite the fact that the vast majority of us certainly know the population is aging. I mean, how couldn't you know? Gosh, think about it. If you're living in British Columbia right now, 30% of the population's over 65. And the retirement set's going to represent 50% of BC's population in the next 20 years. One of the stats that we've been telling you about for the last 3 years is that there are more people over the age of 65 than under 15 in Canada. That means growing demands on pensions, senior care, health care, and it's a drag on economic growth. I think that's why politicians hate demographics, because the math of an aging population trumps political ideology every time. It really tears apart their so-called costing of new spending promises. I think that's why they ignore it. Every party's done it. But it's not just Canada, and that brings me to my shocking stat of the week. It's happening all over the world. Our World in Data has just stated that for the first time in history, there are more people over the age of 64 than under the age of 5. The key to understand is that covers the whole world because, see, higher income countries that have low fertility rates like Canada and the U.S., well, seniors have outnumbered children under 5, well, decades ago, probably in the mid-60s. Countries like Nigeria, though, who have high fertility rates but shorter life expectancy, are still decades away from that. But for the entire world, there are now more seniors than children under 5, which clearly points to an aging population, and there are massive implications for that.